You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5786, 2025. This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu is leaving his hometown. He's leaving his father's house and he's heading out to Charan to find his wives, to find Leah and Rachel, Bilhah and Zilpah. Pasuk says, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva vayelech Charan. He leaves from Be'er Sheva. He goes towards Charan. He hits a particular location. He goes to sleep there. The sun had set. He takes from the stones of the place. And we're going to talk about these stones, okay? So it's an easy point to miss. But he takes from the stones of the place. He puts them under his head. And he goes to sleep in that place. And then he has the famous dream, he has the famous vision. He goes to sleep, he dreams, and he sees a ladder that's based on the earth. The top of it reaches up to heaven. There are angels going up and down. I'm reading all of this for a reason. Hashem is standing over it, or standing over him. And Hashem says, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha, Elokei Yitzchak, I am the God of your father Avraham, I am the God of your father Yitzchak. The land that you are sleeping on, I'm going to give it to you and to your kids. Your children are going to be like the dust of the earth. For as the yam of Akim of Itzafon of Anegba, and you will spread out north, south, west, east. All of the nations of the world will be blessed through you. Jewish people are meant to be a source of blessing for all of the places that we inhabit, wherever we go. I am with you. I'll protect you wherever you go. I will return you back to this land. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to do everything that I promised I'm going to do for you. Now, so at the beginning, he puts the rocks around his head, by his head. He wakes up from his sleep. He says, absolutely certain to me, God is in this place. I didn't realize it. He was fearful and he said, how awesome is this place? This place, Zeh. We're going to talk about Zeh. This place is the house of Hashem. Zeh Shir Hashem, it's the gate of the heavens. What does he do? Vayashkim. So at the beginning, he takes the stones and he puts them under his head or puts them around him, maybe. Vayashkim Yaakov Baboker Vayikachas Ha'Evan Asher Samarish Yosef. Yaakov, instead of taking the stones, plural, he takes the stone when he wakes up. There's only one stone there. Vayasim Yisam Atseva, he makes it into a monument. Vayitzek Shemen Al-Resha, and he pours oil on its top, on top of its head. We had the word head here a few times. It was the stones that he placed under his head. The head, the top of the ladder is a roish. And so here he takes the stone that he put by his head or under his head and he pours oil on its head. Okay, so that's basically the story. I wanted to point out that one more thing at the end over here. I'm skipping a few psukim. This stone that I placed as a monument, Yebes Elokim, is going to be the house of God. There are those who explain that the stone that we're speaking about here is the Eben HaShasia, the foundation stone of the world. It's the stone, the dome of the rock is on that rock. This is the rock. So he says that that's going to be the monument, that's going to be the place of the house of Hashem. So, but it's, you can't miss it. You gotta notice it. It starts off being 12 stones, as we're gonna see. Maybe 3 stones, maybe 2 stones. It starts off as a group of stones. It ends off as only 1 stone in the morning. The night, 12, morning, 1. Let's try to understand what's the concept of these stones. What is the concept of the progression, right? We are going from Yaakov Avinu Yaakov Avinu, before he goes to sleep, there are 12 stones. What are the 12 stones? Of course, what is the number 12? What does the number 12 refer to? So we have a few different things that the number 12 refers to. Let's see. Let's see what he says. Let's see what the measure says. We have three different sages who have an opinion about how many stones were there. Rabbi Yehuda says there were 12 stones. He took 12 stones. This is what Hashem decreed. There's going to be 12 tribes. Okay, so the 12 stones correspond to the 12 tribes. There's a gzera, there's a decree that there's got to be 12 tribes. Interestingly, Avram and Yitzchak are referred to in the dream, right? Hashem is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. But they weren't the ones who had 12 tribes, each of them. Ani, im misachis hein, 12 avonim zol zo, yodeh ani shani mamish 12 shvotim. He had a very interesting test. For some reason, he's testing at this moment. He's saying, I know we have a Masorah, there's a decree we know, somehow, maybe through Ruach HaKodesh, maybe through divine inspiration, there's going to be 12 tribes. Avram didn't have them, Yitzchak didn't have them, maybe I'm the one who's going to have them. Maybe that's where I'm headed. I'm going to have 12, I'm headed out to Haran, I'm going to find my soulmates, I'm going to find Rachel and Leah and Bilhah and Zilpah. Maybe I'm going to have 12. Maybe I'm going to have 12 children. So he said, here's the test. He says, I'm going to take 12 stones, and I'm going to place those stones under my head, and let's see, if they all combine into a single stone, then I'll know. Once the 12 stones united, he woke up in the morning, he saw the 12 stones had united. He knew he was going to have 12. He's going to be Maimid Shtemasar Shvatim. He's going to have 12. The word Shevet, which means a tribe. It's interesting. The word Shevet also means a staff or a rod. It's something that's used to strike. Right? Spear the rod and spoil the child. It's a pasuk in Mishle. Right? It's the Shevet HaMusar. We have to know what the concept is. I don't know if we'll get to that, but what we do see is that he's going to have 12 rods. He's going to have 12 Shvatim. He's going to have 12 staves. 12, I would say, offshoots of himself. 12 children. And he knew that from the stones. What is the concept of these stones? What is the concept of the number 12? So the Marzav, or the Maharzu, Moreno Harav Zevolf, sends us to another place. We're going to see a few places where the number 12 comes up. It says like this, Zez Sefer told us Ha'adam, back in Bereishis. It says, this is the book of the generations of Adam. Zed Sefer told us Adam. Adam is not going to be the one to get it. It's going to be the ones who are his offspring are going to get it. There's a book. There's going to be offspring. There's going to be told us. There's going to be offshoots, right? That's what a shevet is. An offshoot. It would have been right for Adam Arishan to be the one to have 12 tribes. He should have had 12 tribes. He should have had 12 sons. 12 offshoots. My time. Ze Sefer told us Adam. This is the book of the offspring, the offshoots of Adam. And as we'll see, the word ze, which means this, the gematria of the word ze, the numerical value of the word ze is 12. Zion is 7. He is 5. 7 plus 5 is 12. Zeh Sefer told us to Adam. This word Zeh means this. This, there's something definite. You want to know if you have a definite existence, you have definite offspring, 12 is the number. You want to have definite existence. Zeh, this, 12. He should have had 12. Zeh Sefer told us to Adam. This is it. Should have had 12. Rekadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Bonim Nasati Loi. Hashem had done kind of a tester with him and given him two sons. He had two sons, Cain and Hevel. What happened? One killed the other. How can I give him 12 tribes? In other words, there's a test. There's a test. Can the two get along? If the two can't get along, you can't have 12. In order to have 12, you have to have, as we're going to see, you're going to have some kind of unity between them. You're going to have you have to have 12, you have to have 12 offshoots, 12 separate entities that come out of the root, which in our case is Yaakov Avinu. Jacob is the father of 12, but it's not enough to have 12. You need to have them be able to come together. There has to be the possibility, the potential for unity and love. Okay? So it's not going to be Adam who has those 12 tribes because his kids can't get along. Cain kills Hevel. They can't get along. Minyan Zeh, as the measure finishes off, as we said, the gematria, the numerical value of the word Zeh, Zayin Shiva, Hey Chamisha, seven is, Zayin is seven, Hey is five, Rishnim, so you have 12. So there's a concept of the 12. Now there's another place where we have 12. There's a few places, we're not going to see them all, but I'd like to share with you another place where we have the 12. And this 12 is quite instructive. Really quite instructive. It's a medrash the Marzu sends us to as well. I'll mention that Rivka Imenu, who did she have? She had 12. She didn't have 12. She had Yaakov and Esav, right? Two brothers. And they had the potential, the medrash says also, the end of, in section Samach Gimel, I'm not going to read it inside, but Rivka also could have had 12. Rivka also had the potential, and perhaps in a similar way to Adam Arishon, Adam couldn't have 12 because his kids couldn't get along. Esav and Yaakov had trouble. So that potential was lost. But Yaakov is going to be the one who has them. Now, we find another place. This is in Sefer Shmos, Parsha Lamed Ches, Os Ches. Pasuk says, Vizeh Hadavar. Vizeh Hadavar. This is the matter. This is the thing. This is the matter. This is the thing. Asher Tas Elohim. Pasuk is talking about what needs to be done in order for the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, to get an atonement for the Jewish people. Vizeh Hadavar. Be'ezes Chu, says the Medrash, Hoyar and Nichnas Labis Kodshi HaKodshim. We're going into the Holy of Holies now. What's inside of the Holy of Holies? It's the stone. It's the rock. It's the Evan HaShasia. It's the rock of Yaakov Avinu. There were 12 rocks. They became one. Every year, once a year, on the highest, holiest day, the Day of Atonement, the day when Am Yisrael gets a kapara for all of our sins, for all of our averes, for our disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also from our disconnect from each other, Aaron HaKohen, the high priest, goes inside of the Holy of Holies to that very rock of Yaakov. And he brings the ketores, he brings the incense offering, that thing that is machaber for Lashon Hara, which separates between us. I'm giving a lot of information here. And he sprinkles the blood on the stone, on the Evan HaShasia. And what is this chus? Says the Medrash. How did he get in there? What was the merit? You can't just walk into the Holy of Holies. You gotta have some kind of merit. There has to be something that allows you to get in there. What allows you to get in there? Says the Medrash, Rabbi Chanina, the son of Rabbi Shmuel, maybe this is Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, I'm not sure. But he said, the merit of the Mila, the merit of the bris, the circumcision was what allowed him to come inside there. Swam shot. Rabbi Yitzchok says a different shot. Maybe it's not really a different shot. We could discuss it. I'm not going to get into that. Rabbi Yitzchok says, the merit that he had was the merit of the shvatim, of the tribes. Zchus ha-shvatim. And this is the matter that you shall do for them. This is the matter that you shall do for them. Minyan Zeh. Right, that's the pasuk that we read. Vizeh hadavar. Zeh. The gematria of the word Zeh is 12. Yud beis. Yud beis avonim. Interestingly, there are 12 stones. 12 stones. Which 12 stones? Oh, wait. Yaakov Avinu 12 stones? No. Different set of 12 stones. There are 12 stones on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest. Aaron HaKohen had 12 precious stones, each one representing one of the Shvatim, each of the tribes of the Jewish people. They were represented by stones, and they were joined on his heart. Okay, so these stones, Matam, Sheyehe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mistaka Bohem, Bibigdei Kamei, Kniyasos B'Yom HaKippurim, V'Nizkor L'Zechus HaShvatim. Hashem would look at the high priest's garments, and at the stones, at the rocks, the rocks that represented each of the tribes of the Jewish people, when he would walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is interesting because, as the Mefarshim point out, I know, again, I'm saying a lot of information here, but it's, try to hold with me, try to stay with me. He wasn't wearing it. The Marzu points out he didn't wear it when he went inside, right? It was part of the gold investments. Gold investments were not worn when the high priest went inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He only wore the white garments. But it was remembered. It was remembered then when he goes inside. It's important to notice. Inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, in the place where Yaakov Avinu placed that stone, that single stone, it's remembered. What's remembered? The 12 Shvatim, the 12 stones, the 12 tribes, the 12 offshoots, the 12 expressions, separate expressions. Excuse me. So it's very interesting. So what is the concept here? What is the concept of these stones? Why are there 12 stones? And going back to the psukim that we read before, Yaakov Avinu, at the beginning, he has 12 stones. What happens in the morning? He wakes up and he says, "Ein zeh ki im beis elokim v'zeh shar shamayim." This is the place. But he keeps saying the word zeh. I didn't know. This place is so awesome. This, it keeps using the word this, zeh, over and over again. The word zeh. And he places the oil on its head, right? So the word zeh is the 12, right? Like we saw. And what's the concept of the head? Pouring the oil on the head. If you remember, if you recall, we spoke in previous weeks about the concept of the oil. The oil is something that rises above, right? Am Yisrael is a singular nation, rises above. It's the kolel, it's the all-inclusive aspect. The Jewish people include within them all of the nations of the world. Yaakov Avinu includes within him all of the 12 tribes which are his children. They are combined through him. The Rosh, the head, is the place where all of your body is controlled by. It's the place that you have all the different aspects of your body. You have your hands, you have your feet, you have your heart, you have your mind. Everything is included in the head. The head is that which controls all of the aspect, the seemingly disparate aspects of the human being. The head is that which combines them all. So I'd like to read to you from the Likutim. This is in Bereishis Chavdal, which is where it said that Adam HaRishon had the potential to have 12 kids. So the Likutim, the Eshet HaNecholim, says like this, Kayadua. It's known. Sheker Hishtamus Ha'uma B'Yud Beis Shiftei Ka. The way that the Jewish people comes to its completion is through the 12 Shiftei Ka, the 12 godly tribes. Kulay Zera Emes. All of them are true seed. Meaning, what does it mean to be true? To be a true seed means that you truly manifest that which came before you. What's a seed? It's something that sends forth into the future a tree, let's say. So there's a tree standing right here, a lemon tree. Behind me, you've got a, I don't know if you can see it so well, but there's, actually you can. You can see them hanging down the branches of the olive tree. It sends down a seed. Each seed is inside of a fruit. And the seed is the future of this species. Am Yisrael has 12 tribes who are the future. Each one of them represents a seed, a future. It's true to its source. Asher al yedem tzitzayim, hayu ezer l'ashras hashchina. We're called Shiftei Ka, the tribes of God, because we are the place where Hashem's divine presence manifests in the world. V'lochein nikra Yaakov mita shlema. Yaakov is called a whole bed. So it's very interesting because as I'm reading this, I'm thinking a mita. It's classic. His bed was perfect, which in the pashup shot means the bed is the place where there's procreation, and he had all of the produce of the bed of Yaakov Avinu, all of his kids, all 12 were shleimim. They were the future place where the Shechina would rest, where Hashem's divine presence would be manifest. But the word mita, which means a bed, is also the word mate. It's the same exact letter, same exact word, just a slight change in the vowelization. It could also be his mate shlema. The offshoots of Yaakov were whole. And here's the functioning pasuk, the pasuk we need. Vayihi bishurun melech. And it was when the yeshurun of the king. When is it that we see that God is manifest, God who is the king? When is he manifest? Bis asef rosheom yachad shifte Yisrael. When the head, bis asef rosheom, when the head of the nations come together, the head of the nation, which is Am Yisrael, comes together, yachad shifte Yisrael, the disparate elements, the 12 tribes of Israel, they come together, coming together. There's an offshoot, there's different aspects of Yaakov, there's 12 different tribes. They separate out, but then they have a head. And the head, where Yaakov places the stone under his head, the 12 stones, they have to be controlled and directed by the head. And they come together and they combine. Because they're all working for the same purpose. And he pours the oil on top of it. The oil is the rising to the top. It's the Hashras HaShechina. It's the divine presence that now is manifest when the 12 disparate elements of the Jewish people work together properly. And you can't have that, right? Who can't have? Adam HaRishon, as he says here. This is the Medrash over there. If Adam hadn't sinned, and been thrown out of the Gan, Cain and Abel wouldn't have sinned either. They wouldn't have, I'm adding that, it doesn't say that here, but I'm explaining it. There wouldn't have been a disparate way of dealing with the world between Cain and Abel. They would have had peace. They couldn't have peace though. They didn't have peace. And so Adam couldn't have 12 tribes. He couldn't have 12 tribes. But in the future, Zeh, Sefer told us Adam, this number 12, is something that can happen in the generations that follow and will happen in the generations that follow. That's what we get up to with Yaakov. Yaakov is going out and he is heading off into Gullis, into exile. He's heading off into a dream, into a dark place. And he takes those 12 stones because he knows that potentially he can be the one who has the offspring, who has the 12 disparate elements that have the potential for working together to serve as a vehicle. Yachad Shifte Yisrael. You know, Yishmael, it's brought down here, the Marzu also refers to an earlier Medrash that says that Yishmael had 12 Nasiim. The Medrash says they had Nasiim. A Nasi is a prince. There were princes, but there weren't tribes. There wasn't the Hemshech. There wasn't a continuation of those tribes. There wasn't something that said, we're going to keep this on track. Right? A Shevet or a Mateh is a staff, is a rod. It's something that, hey, when someone, if you have an animal that you're trying to lead, and you're trying to get it to bring you to a certain location, if it goes off track, you gotta take your rod and you have to whack the animal. The Jewish people have the ability to keep it on track. We have a mata, we have a Rosh Am. We have the people who are not just Nasim princes who are off there on their own like the Yishmaelim have. We have leaders, we have Shvatim, we have tribes that have the ability to keep it on course. That's what Mitasa Shlema, his bed was whole, but also his mate, I'm saying, pshat, perhaps. Mate Shlema. He had the ability to keep things on track. He took those stones and he placed them under his head. the night starts off, the experience starts off with 12 stones that are separate. Will they combine? Will he be the one who has the ability to have those 12 stones because he can keep it together? He can be the Rosh. He can be the one who guides it. And the answer is, he wakes up in the morning and he sees that those 12 stones have combined. They have come together. He does have the potential. He will be the one who keeps them together. And if you think about it, you can understand what a terrible experience Yaakov had when he thought that Yosef had died. Because it meant, in theory, he wasn't aware that his sons had done this to each other, but it meant in theory that he couldn't have all 12 and he couldn't be the one who's going to be the foundation of the Jewish people in its future. The place of the Merkava, the place where the Shekhinah would rest ultimately in the world. It looked like there was discord, and there was discord. It looked like it was irreparable. It looked like he had died, Yosef. It looked like he couldn't bring together the children of Leah and Rachel. And it looked like another story of an Esav and a Yaakov, of Yishmael and a Yitzchak, that there wasn't peace, that there couldn't be peace. But you see, Yaakov was given this vision at the beginning. At the beginning of his journey, before he has any of his kids, before he meets his wives, he was given this vision. And there's a before and an after in the vision. The before is the number 12. The after is the combination of the 12 into one. And in a similar way, I believe if we bring it back to the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, he also walks into the Avodah on Yom Kippur looking for atonement for the Jewish people with 12 stones, 12 separate stones. But where does he go? He takes off the 12 and he walks inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And there is a single stone. It's not just any single stone, the Evan HaShisiyah. It's the stone, which represents the combination of all the stones, the 12 stones that Yaakov had placed under his head and that had woken up. And it awakens this. Who is the high priest? He's the one that's pouring oil on his head. And he comes in there. Why? In the schus of the 12 tribes. Why? Because they are combined in his heart. He's worried about all of them. He's leading all of them. He's the Merash Yosef. The Kohen Gadol, the high priest, is the one who represents the leadership in the Jewish people, the guidance, the ability to show them, hey, we got to love each other. No more Lashon Hara. No more negativity amongst ourselves. We got to love each other. Each person has to do their specific and beautiful, unique job in the Jewish people. No one should be trying to convince another one to do their job. Each person has his place. When we all do our thing, we have the Yud Beis Shvat, we have the 12 different paths, 12 different offshoots of Yaakov, but we come together in unity under the head of Yaakov, in the heart of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. As he walks in, the stone is there, it's combined. We're all there to do what? To serve Hashem. We're all there to watch that keteris, to the reach nichoyach, the pleasant smell should rise up in front of Hashem. That's the before, that's the after. And what does it produce? It produces atonement, which is a connection between ourselves, and it produces a connection between us and Hashem, and it draws down the Shekhinah, the divine presence, to rest upon the Jewish people, to rest upon the world. I want to bless you. I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us. We should understand the message of the 12. We should understand how we can love each other, respect each other, respect the different elements, the disparate elements, but remember that it can never cause us to have a relationship like an Esav and a Yaakov, or a relationship like a Cain and a Abel. But the disparate elements, we need to respect each other. Hashem should help us to have that respect. And to be samara shoysov, it should come together. It should be one stone. We should be zoiched to the day when indeed the Kohen Gadol goes in and sprinkles that blood on that stone, gets us the atonement. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.